You were the one who bought the dildo, fuck slut. It's perfect, too. Realistic balls, defined head, nice and rigid to withstand back thrusts, and a convenient suction cup base. You also told me of your fantasies regarding penetration with the biggest of strap-ons, plumbing your depths, being impaled. So you must have known I wouldn't take no for an answer. You must have known I wouldn't accept at face value that you said it was too big and you couldn't get it in. Your libido may have proven too big for your fuckhole once again, but you know by now that that's temporary. Remember when you said you couldn't even take two of your fingers? Then you were sure three would end you. Then the nice fat ass plug and harness I assigned you to wear every day, you were sure that would disable you for life. And the first time I really coerced you into fucking yourself for me, when I had you lay on your back in the easiest position and with a small dildo, hardly the size of an average banana, you moaned and cried like a little bitch before even breaking the seal. I ought to have you paddle those ass cheeks right now, just on principle, given the way you complained. My point is, every time, with patient training from your ass-hungry and insistent mistress, you've opened for me, and this time won't be any different. You know the steps of preparation for penetration. Nothing has changed from the first time I had you pry open that starfish for me. Lay on your back. Stroke that cock and edge for me a few times to make that hungry hole even hungrier. Lube up those fingers. You can start with two now. And keep going until you can't add any more. Now finger bang yourself. That's right. Now fuck yourself with your ass plug. No, not that one. The big one. Good. That's right. Work it in and out. Get that O-ring stretched. And now it's time. Stick that dildo to the wall. Lube it generously. And get on your hands and knees. Check that it's positioned well. Center that nice big head. Now pulse. Not with much pressure at first. Just rock back onto it and get used to the pressure of that fat piece of silicone knocking at the door. Now slow those pulses down and hold yourself still for a couple of seconds when you feel that pressure. I tell you, fuck slut, I love that first moan right when the tip of the dong opens up the slutty center of that starfish. It's more of a moan of trepidation because the head hasn't even gotten in yet, just the tip. The louder one comes when I remind you to push out with your ass pussy when you push back onto the toy. That's when my pussy gets wet. You see, I knew you could do it. You've got that whole dong head sucked right in. Just let it sit there while you get used to it. Oh, yes. Now that's the kind of moaning and complaining I like when we're already underway. Just as long as you don't dare take it back out. Only onward from here. Yes, I know your O-ring stings and strains. There's always a little pain with the pleasure. And soon, I know I'll be hearing the rhythmic sound of those ass cheeks slapping against the wall behind you as you bury it balls deep, making a chorus with your cries, swelling to a crescendo of pleasure and pain when you fuck an assgasm out of yourself for me. I know that tomorrow you'll tell me it feels like you did 1,000 crunch sit-ups and that you're walking funny enough for people at work to ask if you've pulled a muscle or something. Try not to blush too furiously when you tell them about the tennis game responsible for your gingerly gait, but do feel free to make up whatever story you want. What's important is that you opened that slut cave for me, and you and I both know you'll do so again the next time we size up. Feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com.